Okay, today is Daf Nun Beis. We are on Daf Nun Beis on the fourth line, where it says Umber of Nothing. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Lila Nishmas, Dov Mordechai ben Aryeh Leib, and Chaim Baruch Yehuda ben David Zvi. The Nishamas should have Elias. So here we go. So Umber of Nothing. Amatraxin, this Amatraxin, now in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mikdash Rishon, there was a wall that was an Amathik that separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh Kedoshim. In the second Beis HaMikdash, there were two curtains that were, there was an Amah of space in between. You walk through, look at from one to the other, and that's what separated the Kodesh from Kodesh Kedoshim. So that Amah space, either the first or the second, is it in the part of the Kodesh Kedoshim, or is it considered part of the Kodesh? What's the Kedusha of this one Amah? So, Lo Hichriyu B'Chachamim, they didn't know. The Chachamim didn't know Ikilifnim Okalachos, whether it has the status of the Kodesh or the status of the Kodesh Kedoshim. They didn't know. It's an Afkamina. What's the difference? What's the difference? What? Correct. Correct. Okay, very good. Maskevah Ravina, my timer, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean the Chachamim didn't know? How could they not know? What do you mean? It says, V'habayit, Asher Bona, Hamelech Shlomo, the house that Shlomo built, Lashem to Hashem. Now listen to these numbers. Shishim Amma Orko, it was 60 Amas long, the Esrim Rechavo, 20 Amas wide, V'shloshim Amma Komoso, and 30 Amas tall. How many Amas tall? 30 Amas tall. Uksiv, and it says in a few psukim later, in the same place in Malachim Aleph, V'arboim Ba'amma Hoya Habayis, Hahu, Ha'echal Lefanai. The first pasuk said that the building was 60 amas tall. The next pasuk says, and the Hechal was 40, the Kodesh was 40. V'ekziv, V'lefnei ha-dvir esrim amas. And the dvir, which is the Kodesh Kedoshim, was 20 amas. 40 plus 20 equals 60, that makes perfect sense. Right? Then it says, Orech, V'lefnei dvir esrim amas orech, it was 20 amas long. The Esrim Amah Rochav, 20 Amahs wide. The Esrim Amah Komaso, 20 Amahs tall. We just said one Pasuk before. They're not near each other. One's in Pasuk, they're both in the same parak. One's in Pasuk Beis, and one's in Pasuk Yud Zayin, or Chav, Pasuk Chav. One says it was 30 Amahs tall, and one says it was 20 Amahs tall. It says Tosos, and top Tosos. It's difficult to say that the other tent, that the building, that the Kodesh was taller than the Kodesh Kedoshim. Difficult to say that, right? It could be that that was the answer.
It's supposed to look like a lion.
Yeah, it looks like a lion in the fact that the front of the building...
also higher than lower.
Difficult. He doesn't want to give that answer. He says that when it says that it's 20 amos tall, that means without the Kruvim. So it's really 30 amos tall. It's really 30 amos tall. 10 amos was the Kruvim. 20 amos was without the Kruvim. So it's the same 30. That's what Tosfos answers. He doesn't want to say that it would slope down. It's a funny thing to say. He don't want to say that. Okay. Anyway, so V'loya de'inon amatraxin. This one amma we still don't know. E mahani esrim v'e mahani arbaim. Is it part of the 20? Is it part of the 40? You don't know. V'dilma lo mahani esrim v'lo mahani arbaim. Maybe it's neither one. Or it's neither one. V'chalala kachashiv. Kasalim lo kachashiv. All we care about is the inside, not the wall itself. The inside, what's the status of the inside? The inside of, in other words, when it says that there's 60 amos long, 40 for the Heichal, 40 for the Kodesh, 20 for the Kodesh Kedoshim, is that including the wall or not including the wall? If it's not including the wall, it was a little bigger than 60, right? 61, 62. So maybe it's not including the wall. Forget the wall. It's 40 airspace, 20 airspace. Maybe that's the pshat. V'chalala kachashiv, kasal lo kachashiv. I'm only counting the ears, we're not counting the walls. Teda, I'll prove that to you. T'kalhecha t'kachashiv kasalim, chashiv al l'day. Because when the Mishnah wants to count walls, it counts walls. When it wants to, it does it. Where's that? Ditnan. There's a Mishnah in Midos that says, ha'hechal meya al meya berum meya. The building of the Kodesh, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, in the second Beis HaMikdash, was 100 amos long. 100 amos long. Where do you get 100 amos from? Right? Kosel Ulam Chamesh. The first wall. Now the ulam was the long room, like an anteroom, and then from there it went into the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodesh, which was much narrower. So the ulam, the wall itself was 5 amos thick. That's the first wall of the ulam was 5 amos thick. So kosel ulam chamish, the ulam achas esrei. Then there was 11 amos of, the ulam itself was 11 amos deep. So I have 5 from the beginning of the doorway, plus to get into the ulam is 5 amos. Then the ulam itself is 11 amos. Then kosel hehechol sheish, the back wall is 6 amos. The orko arboim amo. Then the wall of the length of the kodesh is 40 amos. Then the amatraxin, there's an amo of space in between the kodesh and the kodesh kedushim. You see, this mishnah is mentioning the amo. If we care, if we want to mention it, we'll mention it. Then the chaf amo base kodesh kedushim. Then the kodesh kedushim was 20 amos. Okay. Then kosel hechol sheish. The back wall was 6 amos deep. The back wall. Then the hatar sheish. Then there were rooms behind it. The kosel chamesh, and then the outer wall is 5. If you add all that up, it ends up to 100. Okay? So what do you see from here? When you want to count the walls, you count the walls. And when you don't want to count the walls, you don't count the walls. So what's the, so back to our question. What's the status of this wall? Of what's the status of the amatraxin separating the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedushin? So since the first brisa didn't mention it, and the second one did. Obviously, we don't care, or we don't know. We don't know. We just don't know. And therefore, we don't know. That's how we set off. The Chum didn't know. We asked the question, what do you mean you didn't know? Yeah, we don't know. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Ella kedushase. Forget what part of the building it belongs to. Is it part of the Kodesh? Is it part of the Kodesh Kedushin? That we don't know. What about the kedusha of this Amma? Is it part of the kedusha of the Kodesh or the kedusha of the Kodesh Kedushin? Right?
You have the same question?
I guess it's a little bit different. Right? Ikel ifnim, ikel achutz. Well, is it inside or outside? Is it Kodesh or Kodesh Kedushim? V'hainu d'amr Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, 1 second. Boi Rav Yosef ish hutzal. Rav Yosef from Hutzal asked the following question. It says in Malachim Aleph over there. It says, not there. It's in Pasuk Vav, Perek Vav. Udvir Besoch habayis penima, the dvir, which is the Kodesh Kedushim, besoch habayis, in the middle of the building, mipnima, inside the end of the building, right? Hechin lesitein sham is aron bris Hashem. That's where we put the aron, in there, in that room. In that room we put the aron. Okay? So, ibayelahu. Ibayelahu. Now there's a kasha. Hechi kamar, kra. What does the pasuk mean? Does the pasuk mean the dvir besoch habayis mipnima hechin lesitein sham? Did it mean that's how you read it? That in the vir besoch habayis mipnima, in the inside, that's what we're gonna put the aron hakodesh there. Okay, which means that the makom of the mechitza is not the kodesh kedushim, because only inside is the kodesh kedushim, not the wall itself, the outer whatever that wall was. Oh, Dilma, or maybe no. Hachi kamar. Here's how you read it. Vidvir besoch habayis mipnima. Meaning, the wall itself is part of the Kodesh Kedushim. There you put the Aron Kodesh. So we don't know how to read the pasuk. So it's a suffix. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Umi misapkale, could that be a pasuk? Vatanya Isi ben Yehuda, Omer. Isi ben Yehuda, the Gemara is going to say, is the same person as Yosef Ish Hutzal, same man. Same person said, Chamesh mikros batorah ein lehem hechra. There are 5 psukim in the Torah that we don't know how to read the pasuk. The pasuk could be read either way. What are those 5 psukim? Se'eth, Mishukadim, Machar, Arur, and Vikam. Okay? What are these psukim? So, now, Tosfos points out, the key here is that the 2 translations are contradictory. You can't read it both ways, which is why Tosfos is going to ask that Meshukadim doesn't make, well, it's not contradictory. We'll get to that. So what does it mean, Seis? The Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, after Cain killed Hevel, Haloim Teitev, Seis. If you do good, it's going to be good. Vimlo teite, then if you don't do good, lepesa chatas rovates. Sin waits by the door. Okay? How else could you read it? Halom teitev. Good. Se'es vimlo teitev. That you're going to bear the burden, and it's not going to be good. Rashi says, halom teitev se'es. Veloshen slichahu. If you do good, you'll be forgiven. Oh, or, se'es, there'll be a burden, imlo teitev. If you don't do tshuva, veloshen nesias avonhu. It means you'll carry the sin. It can't be both. It's impossible for it to be both. Next, mishukadim. Mishukadim means, the pasuk says, that the menorah had four gviyim, what looks like a coast, like a gviya, mishukadim, designed. Then it says, kaftoreha upracheha. The kaftors and the prachim, the flowers and the knobs, right? So does the word mishukadim, meaning design, does it go on the gviya or on the other ones? So Tosfos, why can't it go on both? Why is that a stira? By the sin, it's a stira. You can't have a sin, you can't have salicha and bear the sin at the same time. You can't have both. The Torah can't be telling you that. So it's a stira. Why can't this be both? You should have mishukadim on both. So Tosfos answers, mishum de'ika asnachta b'gviyim, there's an asnachta in the pasuk, somehow it gets broken up, uba menorah arba gviyim, mashmom mishukadim, kafter v'ayok, there's another pasuk that says, mishukadim is only on the gviya, so we're not sure how to read it. Okay, so we're not sure how to read it, and it obviously, Tosfos thinks, and the Gemara thinks, that it's only one of them could be true. Okay, fine. Next, machar, when Moshe told Yehoshua, we're going to fight Amalek, machar. So they said, Bachar lana amashim, go pick men for the battle. Go pick men for the battle. V'tzei hilachim ba'amalek, go fight Amalek. Machar anochi no nitzav al rosh hagiva. Tomorrow I'll stand, so does it mean go fight the battle tomorrow? Or I'll be standing there tomorrow. Right? And then Rashi says, but today go fight, if it means that. I don't have to fight, I don't have to be there today. Tomorrow I'll show up. Okay, next, machar, next v'kam. What's v'kam? It says, Arur, I'm sorry, Arur. So the passage is like this. It says by Shimon and Levi, Ki ba'akam hargu ish, in their anger they killed somebody, ubertzonam, and in their will, ikru shor, they hung Yosef, the shor, Arur apam, cursed is their anger, ki oz, because it was very brazen, right? That's one way to read it. The other way to read it is, Ki ba'apam hargu ish, ubertzonam ikru shor oror. They hung up a cursed shor. That's one way to read it. That's another way to read it. And the last one is v'kam. The pasuk says that Shem told Moshe, go to your fathers. You're going to die now. V'kam ha'am hazeh. And then the nation will get up and do sins. So does it mean shochevim avosecha v'kam? Go lie with your fathers and you'll have a tchiz amazim. Or does it go on the nation? And then it can't be both. So all these five don't have an answer. So before we go on, we've got to spend some time on this. First of all, Tosfos asks, why is it out of order? Why are these five out of order? It doesn't go in the order of the Torah. So Tosfos says something fascinating. Tosfos says, look at the top Tosfos. V'tema, he, who. Well, not going to read the whole thing. Who? The lo naktinin hu kiseder. It's not written in order. Shehem ksuvim b'Torah. Like they're written in the Torah. It's not written in order. Like it says in the Torah. Why not? Okay, so she'ez comes first. Machar comes before Meshukadim. Right? And Arur comes before... Arur should be number two. Because Arur is in Parshas Vayechi. Meshukadim and Machar are in Shemos. And it comes in Dvarim. It's out of order. V'hachi havelil meimar she'ez Arur Machar Meshukadim v'kam. That's the order it should be. Tosfos doesn't answer it. Tosfos doesn't answer it. Next on to more questions, right? What about the five? So in the Masifta here, they bring down, in the Torah's Menacha, I think it's still Bava Cherebi. I think it is. He says, listen to this. I have to read it inside, because you can't not read this, and you have to read, listen to this. Im lo hayanaka, im hayanaka kisedotev kizivasa b'Torah. Had it been in order, hayamashma, I would have thought, Shehaya Nisias Klala Machar. What does it say? Se'es Arur Machar. Like, so when you're learning and you say the five words, what you're saying is, tomorrow you should be cursed. Arur Machar, if you're a curse tomorrow. Even to say that, you don't even mean that. Even for that to come out of your mouth, we don't want to say that. Right? Lochein, nim nahatana malahoti davar kol mipiv. Tana didn't want to have a call come out of his mouth. You know how careful they are? Ubeklal hamuva b'psachim, that's like it says in Gemara, lo'olam al-yotzi adam devar maguna mipiv. Don't say something not nice. Don't ever do that. Ubesefer, right? Yeah. Right? That's why the word aura is out of order, so aura of a comma doesn't mean anything. Those words don't mean anything, and therefore, that's why it's out of order. Now, Tosas could have thought of that. He didn't say it. Okay, yeah.
The Breister itself is a bit challenging because there's so many words in Chumash which are ambiguous.
No, that's exactly the point. So Tosfos says, keep on reading Tosfos. V'im Tomar, Amai lo didrashu lahani lahu lifneim ulachareihem. Why can't it be read both ways? Kimo, for example, b'neshech uv'marvis, v'darashin lahu b'perek ezu neshech, lefan of ulachrav. Kimo, v'rachatz, v'darashin lahu b'perek echad lamamuna, aposheit v'alobesh. It goes on both. Why can't it go on both? V'yesh lomar, gabe se'eith, ikaya imtitev, ozu lashon slicha. If it goes on the first part, it means slicha. E kai osam v'im lo titev ozu loshin nesias avon. Then it means the opposite of slicha. It can't be both. That's what that. It can't be both. V'chein aror e kai ashor oz kai ashchem. If it's going on that, it's on shchem, right? Shu kanan tchiv aror kanan. V kai apam. If it's going on the anger, then oz klal apam. Then it's cursing their anger. Can't be both. V'chein machar. If it means on the war, right? Can't go both. Can't be both. That's the difference. That's the difference.
My point is that there are so many words that are ambiguous, but that there is a tradition how we should read them.
So here we go. One of the five is a huge problem in halacha. The problem is the one by Vayechi. It says, "Ki ba'apim hargu ish, ubert sonam ikru shor," and then the pasuk ends. Then the next word of the pasuk is arur. How could this be one of the five? The pasuk ended. How could that be? Says the Rama, it must be that where psukim end is not mesora. That no other way to explain it. How could this be one of the five? It, the pasuk ends, and it says aror, it's the first word of the next pasuk. How could that be?
We have that with, can we have with 39 makros, not 40? The next word.
Okay, so fine, excellent. Right? So, you hear what I'm saying? How could it be one of the five? Now, others argue on that. So he quotes in the back, fascinating, truly here, that, they asked Rav Moshe over here. 1 minute. Yeah. So these quotes over here that the Rama says you have to leave space in between every pasuk. Most Torahs don't do that. The Ashkenazim don't do that. You have to leave space in each pasuk. So what do you do here? Do you leave space or not? Meaning, is the Pasuk Mesora. What thing is that? So he quotes over here that in some Yemenite Sifrei Torah, they have a, they'll put something in the Torah like to mark at the end of every Pasuk. Like a dot or something, or a circle. Says, not sure, some kind of mark at the end of every Pasuk. They went through a motion. How could they do that? There's no Mesora. He said, it's their Mesora. Leave them alone. That's their Mesora. They have a good Mesora. The Ashkenazim can't do that. They could do it. Let them do it. So it's very interesting how that's a whole Shavuos night topic, right? Like, what's the story with the Psukim? The Prakim were made up by the Goyim.
Right.
They were made up by Goyim. By Jerome, I think, made up the early Christian lead teacher, made up the Prakim. It's funny, we all use them, right? We all use them. Who made up the Parshios? Like Bereishis, Noach, Lech Lecha? Who decided that? Who decided that?
I don't know.
What? The Chachamim?
necessary. No, they told that when they split up the...
Who split it up? Because it used to be a 3-year cycle, right? Then it became a 1-year cycle. Who made that up? So the truth is, there is one place in Shas where it mentions the name of a parsha. One place in Shas where it mentions the name of a parsha. Anybody know where? Chaim Kanevsky points out, there's only one place in Shas where it mentions the name of a parsha. In Zvachim somewhere, where it talks about Pigel, it says, the Gemara says in Parshas Kedoshim. The Gemara mentions Parshas Kedoshim. So it's got, Lechor, that's a Jewish source. What about the Pesukim? It's unclear now. Now I just made it unclear. This Gemara makes it unclear.
I thought Pesukim was...
I also did.
Yeah.
Then how could there be a question? So some say, well, there's a question on this question, how do you read it both ways? That doesn't change the Pashup Chat of the Pasuk, where there's the end of a Pasuk and the next Pasuk starts. But aren't we talking about the Pashup Chat?
Yeah.
Well, so what exactly is going on here? So they tell me that the Pesukim are not Mesorah?
Because... by the substitution.
That's when they made the end of the Pesukim. So it's the Chachamim did it.
Yeah.
Right, so then how could there be an issue here? How could there be an issue here?
Because they were still arguing.
What, they were still arguing?
There must be.
But they had that Machlokas up to 1,000.
Right. Okay, very good.
I'll tell you something else interesting. The article points to Bob Matzia, where Tosfos quotes this Gemara, and he has those five words in the right order, in chronological order.
Interesting. Yeah. Very interesting.
So what... Is he Ben Yehuda? He's an
Amara. Oh, Vitanya. Second line in the Gemara. Who is he? Is Yosef is Hutal. Who Yosef Ababli? Who is he Ben Yehuda? Who is he Ben Gurari? Who is he Ben Gamliel? Who is he Ben Gamahala? That's got a lot of names. A lot of tax returns. So it's the same person. Second, the same person say that I have a suffix had to read the pasuk in Blachim, but he only said there were five suffixes. So the Gemara's going to answer Mashmo, who's his real name, Isi Ben Akiva Shmo. So the Gemara answers the obvious answer. No, b'daraisa leka b'divyika. In the Torah there are five. In the Vian there could be more. That's the answer.
The Gemara doesn't answer the question why the guy has five names.
No.
He's an Amora?
I think he's a Tana.
But it looks like he broke things down.
It's the Daraisa, yeah.
Or why? What do you mean?
Because he's talking about he doesn't know where this word belongs.
It doesn't mean it's in two different psukim. Only one of the five is in two different psukim. U'b'daraisa leka. No, the Raisa Lekha, that's it, there are only a few, only five. Vayikra Debayi Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda has another one. I'm not 100% sure what Rav Chisda is talking about. It says, and this is in the end of Parshas Mishpatim, Vayishlach is Nari B'nei Yisrael, the Nari B'nei Yisrael sent, Vayalu Olos, and they brought Olos. That's the end of the, which is Kvasim. The word Kvasim is not part of the Pasuk. Then it says, Vayizbechu Zivachim Shlomim Parim. Then it says, and they've also brought Purim. And so does it mean that they brought Kvasim for Olos and Purim for Shlamim? And there's a Asnachta after the word Olos. Odilma, or maybe, Edi v'Edi, both the Shlamim and the Olos were Purim. So it's a suffix. How do you read the Pasuk? And the Gemara answers, okay, well, Rav Chisda Misapkali. Rav Chisda had that suffix. Isi ben Yehuda Pshitale. Isi ben Yehuda didn't have that suffix. Okay? Okay. Now, next Mishnah. So, Hachitzona, the outer wall, wasn't the second base of the Mikdash, wasn't a wall. The outer entranceway to the Kodesh Kedoshim had two curtains. One with an entrance, if you're staring at the Kodesh Kedoshim, so there was an entrance all the way to the left, and you walk into the curtain, walk all the way down to the right, then there'd be another entrance to go in. That's how they went in. So the Mishnah says, Hachitzona hoisa prufa minadarum. The outer curtain had an entrance on the left side, all the way to the south, all the way on the left. Vapnimiyas minatzafon. And the inner curtain, the entrance was all the way on the right. Mahalich beinehen, and the Kohen Gadol went through, ad shemagia litzafon. He went through the left, went into the left side, walked all the way down, all the way, it's like 20 amos walk to get to the other side, and then, when he got in there, hofech panav l'darom, he turned to the south, mahalech l'smolo, he went to his left, im ha-parochas, walking with the alongside the parochas, ad shemagia l'aron, until he got to the aron. The Gemara is going to say, well, there was no aron, because if there were curtains, there was no aron. Because the curtains only in the second temple, and the aron, there was no aron. in the second Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says it means the spot where the Oren was. Right? Notice in his HaMachta Bein Shnei HaBadim, he put the Machta down in between the two Badim, or in between where the two Badim were. Right? Tzavar es HaKetores, Agabi Gacholim, he put the Ketores on top of the coals, the Nesmali Kalabayis Kulu Oshem, and the whole house filled up with smoke. Yatza, he exited, Ubo lo b'derech beis knisaso, and he went out the way he went in. Okay?
Walking backwards.
Says Rashi, says Tosfos, Afagath, even though debia derech achorov, lo shmebia, walking backwards doesn't count. What do you mean it doesn't count? Kedama parakshen de shavuos, hanichnes lebeit hamenuga. If you walk into a house with tzaras, backwards, afilu konichnas kulo, chutz michotmo, even if your entire body's in the house, except for your nose, tar. You're tar. Why tar? You're not in the house. Mide itzdruch v'havi el habayis. Derech bia omr Torah. Right? Yitzia derech achorav shma yitzia. But leaving backwards is called leaving. Kedamar hacha, afagaf tichziv yetel mezbeach, yotza derech achorav, ketala niftam rabba. Like when your Talmud leaves a Rebbe, you don't just walk out, you walk backwards out. Like with respect. The whole toss is, I don't understand, because the point is to get out of the room. So you're out of the room.
Yeah, who cares?
What's the difference backwards? What do you mean backwards? Even though walking front backwards into a room doesn't count. What do you mean it doesn't count? You're not in the room? For Tumi, you're not in the room yet. But walking backwards, out of the room, that's considered walking out. Of course, now you're out of the room. You're in the other room. I'm not sure what he's driving at. Then anyway, umispal, tzfila, katsara. What? Oh, correct. So umispal, tzfila, katsara. Well, that's tomorrow. Tomorrow's daf is a word about that. What do you mean? What's that? What do you mean that's Tosfos?
That's what Tosfos problem.
What's he saying? That when you walk out of a room, you can walk out backwards and still consider walking out. Of course, you're out of the room.
I'm telling you, the point is not just to walk out of the room. It's like it's a El HaMizbeach. So you need to have a Yitzia to the Mizbeach.
Ah, I see. Okay, fine.
Have that in you.
Very good. I see what you're saying. Very good. Okay.
You need to walk forward towards the Mizbeach.
Uh-huh, you have to walk for a purpose. You don't just stop. Okay.
Just like by Taras.
But Taras is walking into the room.
It's the same thing.
Right, okay. Very good. He would say a short tefillah in the Beit HaChiton. He wasn't in the Kodesh. He wasn't in the Kodesh Kashim anymore. He was in the Kodesh. V'loha yamayach b'tfilaso. He wouldn't give a whole long drasha here. It's a long davening. Shalahav is Israel. He wouldn't want to scare everybody. Like, where is this guy? Where is he? What's taking so long? He's davening for 20 minutes. No, he wouldn't daven for 20 minutes. He would daven for 20 seconds. Right? And he wouldn't do that in the Kodesh Kedashim. But when he was in the Kodesh, nobody was there either. Okay. Now the Gemara says, we're going to spend the next 3 days now on this issue of where the Aron was, what happened to the Aron, the Beis HaMikdash, and the first bamboo, the second bamboo, the wall, the curtains, a lot of this. The Mayaskinim, what's going on here? Elema, the Mikdash Rishon, if you're talking about the first Beis HaMikdash, Mihavi Parochas? There was no Parochas. El Mikdash Sheni, Mihavi Aron? And you want to tell me the second Beis HaMikdash, was there an Aron? Now, think about this for a minute. In the first Beis HaMikdash, what was there? What? There was a wall. How do you separate the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedashim? A wall. How do you get into the Kodesh Kedashim? There was a door. There was a doorway. There was a curtain there?
Yeah, it was a real door.
It was a curtain, so in other words, it was a wall. But in front of the doorway was a curtain. And that curtain, the Kohen Gadol would open the curtain and walk into the Kodesh Kedashim. Now it has to be that the curtain was in between the two Badim. Why does it have to be like that? Two reasons. First of all, we all know the Gemara is going to mention it the next 2 days, that the Badim stuck out into the curtain like two women's breasts. Right? That's one thing. Second of all, he's going to walk into the room and he has to stand in between the two badim. If he's not already in between the two badim, he's going to have to climb over the badim to put down. It's unlikely he did that. Unlikely. How else is he going to, because the badim touched the wall. How's he going to get in between the two badim? He's going to go underneath them, climb over them. Unlikely. We're holding two things. So mistama, the badim were in between the two curtains.
So how was he open the curtain?
Has he going problem? Not the question.
I don't know. Maybe just, you know, squeeze him like you go. You could squeeze your way in.
Not that problem. Then how does he get in?
What do you mean? How does he get in?
Because he has to get in. That means you have to pull it apart, go pull it out to get it to slip.
It's not so simple. Keep today's Wednesday.
Exactly.
Keep this in mind, because Friday we're going to have a kasha that we're not going to be able to answer about this issue. How did he get in? Where was the curtain? No, I said the bottom. The Gemara says that the bottom stuck out of the curtain. What curtain? There was a wall. No, I mean the entrance had a curtain, right? That's what it sounds like. And my other question was, what? Right. Two reasons. First of all, the badim and the badim were in between. The curtain was in between the two badim. So when he walked in, he was right there. Didn't have to go anywhere. He was right in front of the two badim. Right? That had to be that way. Okay. Remember that for Friday. Anyway.
How big was the curtain?
That's a good question. No one else. I don't know. Well, the badim were two, what is it, 1.5 amas apart? 2.5? Something like that.
An amma
is like, yeah, you could fit in. It's not massive. It's not a massive doorway.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how you can fit in with a plate of coal.
Two plates, two shovels.
Right.
One of coal and one of ketoreth. Right.
Yeah, but also we learned that the coin column needs to be a little fat, right? So his fingers wouldn't let ketoreth.
So far, we don't have any kashas. Makes a perfect sense so far. Wait till Friday. Anyway, Votanya, there was the Aron Kodesh. There was no Aron Kodesh. Mishin Nignaz Aron, Nignaz Aima, when the Aron was hidden, what was hidden along was, since Anas Haman, the bottle of Mun, the jar, Fluchis Shaman HaMishcha, the jug of Shaman HaMishcha, Umaklo Shal Aron, the staff of Aron, Ushkadeha Uprachea, and it's blossoming, and it's Shkedim, it's like a separate thing, right? The Argos and the wagon, Sheshagra Plishtim Daron, Lelokei Yisrael, that the Plishtim sent, and they sent the Aron back to us, they put it in a wagon. That wagon was hidden away. Shnema, like it says, V'kli ha'zav asher ha'shivosam lo, asham tesimu ba'argas mitzido v'shalachtam oso v'holach, umignazo. And by the way, who hid the Aron? Who hid all these? Yoshio gonzo. Yoshio hid them. Ma'ara shegonzo. Why did he hide them? Because he did a refurbishing and a cleaning out of the Beis HaMikdash, and they found the Sefer Torah. And the Sefer Torah, it's a machlokas, what Torah this was. Maybe it was Moshe's Torah, maybe it wasn't. But nobody, they hadn't seen the Torah in years. And they opened it up to the Tochacha, and they all freaked out. And it said, Rosh, Akasiv, Yolech Hashem Oshcha, Vesmalachecha, Shetakam Alecha. You could all suffer punishments for all the terrible things that you've done. Ahmad, he saw, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. I got to save the Aron. Because the Aron's the only keli that doesn't do anything. You can't, oh, I got to save the Shulchan. Then you're going to lechem upon him. He couldn't do that. The Aron he could get rid of. You can't get rid of it. He could hide it. You don't need it. And that's what he did. V'nignazo, shenemar v'yomal alavim ha'mevinim l'chol Yisrael ha'kadosh ha'mashem, t'nu it's Aron ha'mekodesh, b'beis, asher shlom ben David melech Yisrael, ein lochem masa b'kesef ha'ta, ivdu ezel Hashem alokechem, v'samo Yisrael. Okay? Yeah. Where is the Aron?
In the Vatican.
So the Me'iri says, the Me'iri says, only the Chassidei Kohuni, Kahanim, and Levim were told where it is. I don't know where it is. The very interesting that this daf, this Gemara, is the source of. So let's just finish the daf and then we'll take. Omer Belazar, Isya Shama Shamav, Isya Doros Doros. Now we're going to make Gzeir Shavas to get the other items that he hid, the Mun. What's the Mun? It's a Gzeir Shava. By Mun and the Isya Shama Shama, Visi Doros Doros, Visi Mishmeris Mishmeris. That's for the Mun, the Shemana Mishcha, and the staff of Aaron. Those three things are Gzeir Shavas, that the same words are used by the Aaron and by these three things to hid them as well. That's the point. Anyway,
Yoshio used the Gzeir Shava to decide what to hide.
Exactly. Anyway, so what do you see? There was no Aaron. So Gemara says, you're right. Lola Mikdashani. Really Mikdashani. Umay Higia La Aaron. Makom Aron means a spot where the Aron was. I have a hard katani nasan esamachte lebein shnei habadim. Yeah, I'm a kibein shnei habadim, like the two badim. Okay, one more minute. Then it says tzavres akhtaris agabi gacholim. Not 1,000% sure what this means in the next Gemara. Tana kamandamar tobra. Tani chada tovra pnima shu chutzla tani dechtovra chuta shi pnimalo. There's two pictures in the Masifta, but I don't know what those pictures are different. One is where I think your hands are like this, so the ketores falls down like this, and it's falling into a pan of coal, so it could come out, it could hurt you. So one held you do it like that. One held you do it. You do it like that. And two different ways of moving your hands. I'm not 100% sure what the difference is. Two different ways of moving your hands. And it's a machlokas. Amar Abaya, Tanayi, it's a machlokas. Amar Abaya, Mistabrit demanda Amar Pinima Shechutzlo. He did it that way. Ditnan, because it says in Tamid, Malamdenoso, Hizor, Shalatis, Tazchel, Panecha, Shema, Tikave. Be careful you don't get yourself burnt. You don't burn yourself when you're doing the Ketoris on this coal. The fire doesn't somehow burn you. So you did it in such a way where it was a little bit distant from your hands. Okay. So it says here that Yoshiyahu opened up the Torah, where they found the Torah. They hadn't seen the Torah in years. They opened it up, and sure enough, it was at the Tochacha, and they freaked out. In the back, in the Masifta, there's a whole discussion about that are you allowed to, when you have a Shiloh in your life, are you allowed to open up a Torah and see where it lands, and see if that can give you some guidance?
Not like the Gaon Lagra?
That's exactly what the Gaon Lagra is. The Gaon Lagra. The Gaon did that, and he quotes over here, they used to do it for Goyim. They used to do it for Goyim. He says like this. The Rambam has a tshuva. The Rambam, the rational Rambam, has a tshuva where he says, you want to do it for yourselves, that's no problem. Don't do it for Goyim. And Goyim are going to have to give advice, to open up a Torah, give it some, don't do that. Right? It's a zilzul, the chil sefer Torah, mikol makom, im lohodas osakein malasa oli yasro. Uliyathro al-kach. I'm not offering it, but you shouldn't do it for Goyim. But the Rambam, the rational Rambam, wouldn't offer it. Right? And that's the Gaon Lagra, where they... What? The Gaon Lagra? Well, we don't know how to do it.
Right, but
it's a very interesting thing. I have a sefer at home called the Gaon Lagra. And it have all the stories. Half of it's about what it is, and the other half is stories. The stories are all Litvisha Rabbanim. Rav Moshe, Rav Aaron Cutler, Rav Aryeh Levine in Eretz Yisrael, all the other ones who did the girl, the Chavetz Chaim did it, right? These are all the Litvisha people, all being busy with this, right? You would think not like that, right? What? I know. No, I know, but it's a funny thing. It's a funny thing that kind of approach, a Litvisha approach, would be busy with these kinds of hocus pocus. It's a funny thing. That's all. It's a funny thing. Someone say the source comes from this Gemara, where Yeshua did exactly that. All right, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day.